Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, April the 8th. It's National Zoo Lovers Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl sponsored by Kmart. Hey, did you guys hear about Kurt? He has the heart of a lion, the eyes of an eagle, and a lifetime ban from his... As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, not a bad Friday. We get like this sort of thing. Currently 7 degrees, working our way up to a high of 9 today. Calling for a 100% chance of rain, but I suspect there may only be a 10% chance of that. In any event, it's going to be wet and gray for the next couple of days. Sorry, Tamik, you're going to have to wait till sometime next week for the sunshine report. And on National Zoo Lovers Day, we shout out to the mighty rhinoceros. And you know, while on safari many years ago, I learned from our guide two very important safety tips to stop a rhino from charging. The first one, unplug it. And of course, the second one is to take away his credit card.
Oh, those were good ones. Didn't see those coming. I don't quite have all my facts straight on National Zoo Lovers Day, so I'm going to work from this rough giraffe. Each year, millions of people visit zoos and learn about the many animals that live there, and many of the zoos serve as breeding centers. My buddy Bob loves elephants, so I bought an elephant for his room, and he said, "Hey, don't mention it." But I gotta love the Toronto Zoo. Big shout out to the Toronto Zoo. It is so much better than the zoo when I grew up. Well, they called it a zoo. They're thinking one animal. It was a shit zoo.
And on National Recycling Week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's listen to Meek. What's on the playlist today? Maybe some Irish Rovers? The Unicorn?
No, not them. Today we're paying tribute to an artist that won her first two Grammys this past week. Honestly, long overdue. Artist by the name of Jasmine Sullivan. And I think this song that I'm picking, I think it's for her first album, I'm pretty sure. Actually, that's when I actually first saw her in concert. So Jasmine Sullivan, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Again, I'm always at the beginning. And I never used to like this song because of the first line. She says, "I'm not scared of lions and tigers and bears." And I'm like, girl, you need to be scared of lions, tigers, and bears. She says, "I'm not scared of lions and tigers and bears, but I'm scared of loving you. I'm not scared to perform at sold-out affairs, but I'm scared of loving you. Am I the only one who thinks it's an impossible task? Why it don't last? Is that too much to ask? Why do we love when love seems to hate us?" That last line, though, I wasn't a fan of the first line, but that last line got me. So, shout out to Jasmine Sullivan for her first two Grammy wins, long overdue. She's not just a singer, but a songwriter, producer, everything. So, shout out to her and that line, "Why do we love when love seems to hate us?" We've all been there. Hopefully those of you that are married are not there right now. Or getting married. They're not there right now. And that's it for me today.
Hey. Sir, you mentioned Kurt earlier, and of course it's the 26th anniversary of his death. Kurt Cobain, 94, died on this day.
Kurt Warehouse. Whoa.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where you were going with that in the beginning, but
you know what? I remember that. In 94, I was in grade 12. And everybody was devastated. And it was like Tupac, Biggie, Kirk, they all died within like a year of each other. Ooh, I remember that. I remember those days.
Shivers. Yeah, shivers. All right. I don't have a segue, so let's just slide into Ventures with Ventura, sponsored by Sears Canada. Greg will be looking for something to do this weekend. That's Greg with two G's. He got fired from his job at the zoo. He saw a sign that said, "Don't feed the animals." So he didn't, and one died. What's up this weekend, Ventura?
I have a couple suggestions for you guys, but just before I jump into those suggestions, I remember the first time I went to the Toronto Zoo, I was so happy, right? My firstborn was pretty young and we had a great time. So when my second kid was probably about 5, that was last year, I decided to take her to the zoo. This time when I went to the zoo, I was not feeling it at all. I don't know, the animals didn't look happy at all. I was just walking around and just seeing the animals in the cage, and they didn't look happy. So, my suggestion.
Hey, Paul? I was just going to ask you, Ventura, you said you took your kids to the zoo. You never spoke about taking them back home again. Maybe I thought they were happy.
I don't know, man. I didn't get a good vibe from a lot of the animals that we saw, man. They just didn't look happy in the cages. I don't know. And it was just like a different perspective. Like the first time when I went, I don't know, I was just excited to see them, right? They seemed okay, but this time I think I was paying a little bit more attention to the body language of the animals, and I wasn't feeling it. So, my suggestions will not take you into any zoos. I'm going to send you online to go watch a couple movies that you can see animals in the wild having a great time. So go check out Our Planet. You can check that out on Netflix. And you can also check out Life in Color with David Attenborough. That's a very, very good one that you can see. And if you are a fan of the Masters and you're rooting for an underdog and hoping that Tiger Woods can recover from that terrible accident and come back to win, then we'll check out some golf. It's happening this weekend, guys. Let's see how that goes. Yeah, and it's Tiger. He can make a comeback. So,
boy, speaking of Tiger and comebacks, no bigger one than Joe Exotics.
Oh, good golly. I lost track of what you were talking about after you talked about watching a movie about animals enjoying themselves in the wild.
I saw your face. I know what Mark was thinking. Don't say it, Mark. I know what Mark was thinking. Nobody thinks what he said.
We're recording now. We're not going any further.
That was a time a zoo where Ventura found himself in an outdoor walking situation. Oh, golly. All right, we got some tips for the weekend, and it is Friday. It's time for Friday's Joke of the Week.
Yeah, no, speaking of the Tiger King, you know, Joe decided that he was going to expand beyond just the tigers, and he was going to, you know, add a mongoose exhibit to his whole zoo there. So, you know, he wrote to the pet supplier and started off and said, yeah, I'd like 2 mongooses. And then he thought, no, hang on, that's not right. I'd like 2 mongoose. Hang on, that's not right. I'd like 2 mongai. Oh, no, that's, I'm like out to lunch here. Okay. I would like to order a mongoose and P.S. another one.
Well done. Hey, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks for our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening this week. Remember, you can find us on YouTube, the Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. And if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them decide for themselves. Have a great Friday and a great weekend, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, and you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.